Blog Talk Radio.
Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters, and you never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. Hey, ladies, how are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Well, then you better be asleep. I'm only kidding. Been a rough couple weeks.
That's too funny.
Nothing personal, ladies. It's not the company in Seattle. Oh, my gosh. No. So, anyway, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday. My second favorite day of the week, right after Monday. So. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Naomi, tell us about your inspiration for this week.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking, me and you, Phil, and, you know, I just said, oh, under my umbrella. Okay. And you said, whatever. So that's what it was. And, you know, I already had a couple of pictures with umbrellas, and, you know, I know we're in the middle of the winter here, and, you know, right. Not much use for umbrellas. It's usually a fall theme, but I don't know. I just didn't think of that at the time, and I thought of it after. I said, oh, my gracious, we're in the middle of the winter, you know. But, you know, in some parts of the world, it's raining, and so... That's always raining somewhere.
That's exactly it. It's funny. Yes, and we were talking, and I said, whatever works for you, flood me if you need it. Didn't put any doubt in your mind. And he used four. It's like Pam would say, well, how about this? Whatever you want, Pam, go for it. You know, I don't usually stomp my foot too hard. But, yeah, so, I mean, it looks like a decent contest. And I bet you we got some good rights from it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, people really, they wrote. So
yeah,
I guess they were, you know, inspired. But, I mean, you know, what comes along with umbrellas is the rain. So I guess, you know, well, for me, rain is always inspiring and, you know,
right.
So. Yeah, so, you know, it's an easy subject to write through, to, you know. You can take it in a whole pile of different angles. So
I think we get that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well.
Oh, Selena says it's raining here. There. Oh.
See?
I did the show for you, Selena.
I don't know if I believe that, Selena. Just so you know. Oh, my God. Oh, now we got Betty Jean. Betty Jean, Eugene. I don't know. Jean Marie, Jean. Jean Jeannie. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got kind of lost in that for a second. Oh, my God. I called all kinds of things, so I don't get excited. Okay, Kizzy, I'm going to shut up now.
Oh, it's raining. Pam says it's raining. She's singing It's Raining Men. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Pam.
There you go.
I should have put a prompt up like that. But I would have got it. No, that's for Wednesday. That's for Wednesday. It's Raining Men. So, yeah, so, well, I'm going to go ahead and put up our first write, and I have a lot of spares, so if we need some, I went and dug up some spares, so we have a lot of spares on the board. So this first write is by Dark and Doris, and Phil, if you want to go ahead, and it's a nice little write, so if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
Yeah, she says it's a nice little rate. She's talking my language. Okay, let me see that. She Was the Color by Darkened Auras. It was a cold night in a drab gray world, pissing and pouring, raining cats and dogs. I heard the click-clack of high heels on pavement and looked up to see her there. She was the color in my world of darkness, like an angel glowing in the streetlight. Got a cigarette I could bum, she asked, snapping me out of my stupor and making me drop my pack of Marlboros right in a puddle of water. Not anymore, I thought. Good going, you putts. I'm sorry. Want to grab some dinner with me instead? She asked, looking as though she felt bad I had fumbled. Dinner would be great, madam, I replied, holding out my elbow for her to hang on to. You know, maybe the rain's not so bad after all. And phone.
Mm-hmm. I just love this write by Dark and Doris. The story she tells so well, and you know, 132 words. My gracious, you know, that's not long, but she really sets the mood, and you know, she and a whole story is told here. You know, with the conversation, and you know, your read of it was awesome, awesome, Phil. You know, the way you did the conversation parts there, you really put the emphasis on the right places. So that was really amazing. And, yeah, I really, really liked this, you know, the dropping his pack of Marlboros right in the puddle of water. And then, you know, he gets a dinner out of it. So not a bad deal. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree with you. This is great storytelling. And like you mentioned, only 132 words. I really like how it has a kind of a noir style to it. you know, in its own way. And I did like the humor that she put in it with the interaction and that kind of awkwardness of, you know, her asking for a cigarette and him dropping, you know, the pack of Marlboros right into the puddle. I just really thought it was a great first-time interaction between two people. And I like how she kind of leaves it hanging to where, you know, everything's good, but, you know, you kind of can fill in the blanks for what happens in the future. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you.
Exactly. Awesome comment there, Pam. And Phil, you read it. What did you think about it?
You know, I thought it was a great tale told in the brevity. I mean, you know, it was very short, but it had all the pieces. It had everything you needed in that story to make it complete. I think she did an awesome job, and it was well done, and I really enjoyed it. I did. Great piece, Dark and Doris. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much. And I have our second piece up, and Pam, if you want to go and get... if you want to go and give that a read, please.
Well, I don't mind, but why are you having me read the poem that has French in it when you're an extremely fluent French speaker?
It does have French? Okay. I'll give it a read. Okay.
She says,
love grows under my umbrella. Paris in April, Notre Dame in the distance. Tried my hand at painting with watercolors. Mason played in my iPod concerto for the end of time blared on. Her smile came across the tripod. Bonjour, parlez-vous anglais, she purred. Yes, I am an American in Paris, I said. My name is Mary. I am from New Jersey. Looking up from my blank paper, ever ready. Ever read The Lost Generation, I asked. I'm doing my doctorate on them. History or literature? Yes, I too have my doctorate, but in historical studies. I love France and its culture. Would you join me for mass? Yes, so not only a Yankee, you're also a practicing Catholic. One day I hope to get it right, I said, with a sly grin. Maybe God has a sense of humor. Looking up, the clouds puffed out. Reminders that the weather in April in Paris is unpredictable. Care to join me under the calmness of a well-worn umbrella as the watercolors are meshed on my paper? Oh, well, I was not planning to get anything painted today. We walked towards the Grand Lady of Gothic French Architecture, Mass at the Cathedral. Scratch one of my bucket list. 45 minutes later, the sign of peace, an awkward hug and kiss. We were in church with strangers who we called brother and sister. King Henry III spoke of his Norman children. Now I'm standing in this church with family, brothers and sisters in faith. Now just smelling spring, the flowers in Paris, walking hand in hand along the Seine. With artists, musicians, and poets. Maybe another week, another church. Marie, I sigh, let's visit more of our exile, even as we both sense something. It was April in Paris. It's as beautiful as painted, expressed so well in the music. History and literature both led us to more walks. The fair morning before Mass in April, along the Seine, Paris, my fair dreamscape, my fair lady. In dreams I can paint her, but in reality, it's so much better. End poem. And this was a French this was a front page pick. Wow. You know, isn't that so wonderful, the feeling when you put up a contest and people get front page picks? Is that just me? Yeah, you just say, oh, wow, amazing. And, you know, what a wonderful story told. You know, this is, you know, it talks about art, you know, the love and, you know, and also, you know, the church, you know, where they go through. So the spirituality comes into it too, you know, and just that meeting of in the city of love in Paris. So what a beautiful write here by Bookworm Dave. You know, I just love the how he went about it and how he put the whole piece together for sure. Amazing, right? What did you think, Pam?
Well, first of all, you did a great read of that. Yeah, this is a wonderful storytelling. I like the interaction, the conversation. I like how the main message of the story, idea of the story, is exploring love, art, and a spiritual journey together. It definitely, it has the feel of being a scene in a movie or a theme of a movie of two people discovering, you know, the history and life together. I really particularly like, it was April in Paris. It's as beautiful as painted, expressed so well in the music, history, and literature, both led us to more walks. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah. Wonder, amazing flow to it. And Phil, what did you think?
Well, you know, I thought it was another great story. It was very well expressed. I thought the imagery was wonderful throughout, and I really enjoyed it. And I think Dave did an awesome job with this. I thought that it was straightforward, and I agree with you, Pam. It was like a scene from a movie. You could almost see it up on the screen just for that short segment, you know, that little bit of time. And I think that was an accomplishment right there. So excellent job, and thanks for sharing, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful storytelling so far tonight. And how high Exlophonic Blues, I wonder, you know, he said he'd show up. Or what, is it a she? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who Exlophonic Blues is, a girl or a guy. I'm sure they'll say,
are you a guy or a girl? Sometimes it's hard to say. We'll know because, yes, they have a SoundCloud tonight, so we'll know.
I guess.
There you go. We will know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll put it up next, right after this one. But this is, for now, we have Pink Fairy 5. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give this a read.
All right. This is Rebecca Brings the Rainbow by Pink Fairy 5. Drizzling, drippy, dismal, draining, dour day. Somber, sad, slick, sloshy, slippery shoes. My mood, morose, melancholy, minuscule. Until I saw Rebecca with her rainbow umbrella. She was marching in the rain, leaving a trail of joy. Slap, slip, slap, slap, slip, slap, a happy cadence. An excited, enthusiastic trail of rainbow tail followed her, snaking around the street in a heroically happy fashion. I was amazed and amused by the ambiance of Rebecca. She had brought sunshine and cheer to a write-off day. She was a terrific reminder that rainbows are brought by rain. I watched her skip and hop, and I wanted to be her happy boots. End poem.
Ah, this is such a delightful write. I wanted to be your happy boots. Oh, that's so cute. That's so sweet. And that's so clever, too. So witty, you know. And I just love of course, the alliteration to this, but just the happiness, the happy feeling the joy that comes out of this poem that you feel. And what did you think, Phil?
Oh, I thought this was an excellent take on that prompt. That image and this poem go together so well. Wonderful work and very enjoyable. I like the alliteration, too, and I liked how she slipped right out of it and went into the actual story, the meat of the poem itself. You know, after the slip, slap, 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 sip, slap. Damn, I don't know how you got through those. I'd have been all screwed up. But, you know, sticking around the streets in a heroically happy fashion. And you see the trail of the rainbow behind her, and I thought that was a great capture in this. And then, you know, the last line was excellent. I watched her skip and hop, and I wanted to be her happy boots. I thought it was just great. So well done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, wonderful. Wonderful comment there, Phil, indeed. And here, we'll know, we'll hear Exlophonic Blues voice, because we have a SoundCloud for the next one.
All right. Well, do we have it up? Yes, we do. Okay. Let me go ahead and push play.
Venetian Raindrops. 1. Nectar's intonation, drop by drop. Inside, stifled pavements, yesterday's aspirations, thimble's drape of meadow flocks. Today, beeswax candles will dry to mania amongst wild roses. Cinnamon stars, frames of polychrome portrait, moon's citrus crescent, tread bending water that hinge a starry night. 2. Blurred edges like a memory built on a boundary, flattening projections unearth the rage of roaring waters. Reflection from a broadside, calm, swirled beneath the depths of a breath. Hollow core, unprotected, unweathered in a mirror. Moored spires, throbbing veins on the stream. Currents cleave, wearing the garland of spring. Rice paper floats upon bark. 3. Embroidered verse, threaded with thunderous filigree. Corals, branching sprays, reflect soaking beryllium. Rust, an uncharted driftwood, interlude in search of crystal altitudes, falling color of pale gray. Abundantly thrown back. Through my frame, a bridge spans, holding my umbrella open, gazing downstream. Inclusive, seeing earth in every direction, lilac hazes veil, skies in the warm Venetian noon. 4. Ambrosia winds unfurl the folds, champagne satin cutting brambles in my path. Dandelions drift in seedless rain, tangled in ashen flame. Dusk plummets in shadow, cast electricity upon the roof. Later, I draw, tracing elongated distance. Ebonies riveted to cover, out of an anxiety, awnings inked on the ledge. Ivory skin sewn to skin, myrrh as deep roots, languid sighs caressing air. Pitch upon pitch, grayscale flux. 5. Drizzle is a moth eating away to the fertile earth. Braiding whispers, cadence codverse, puddles in refrain. Patchouli dew's echo of a nightingale. Memories, sewn silk, sandalwood canvas. Origami pouring crimson, nightshades of jasmine on indigo lips. End poem.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm always amazed by Ixlo. I'm going to call him Ixlo. Ixlo's poetry. because, you know, the imagery that is brought up and the metaphors are just, you know, crazy. Wow, you know, and the flow of it, the way he the flow and the formatting is always so, so amazing. But, you know, I was drawn to that, those last words, those last, you know, that last stanza, drizzle is a moth eating away to the fertile earth, braiding whispers, cadence, cloudburst, puddles and refrain, patchouli dews echo of a nightingale, memory sewn silk, sandalwood canvas, origami pouring crimson, nightshades of jasmine on indigo's lips. That is so beautiful. But I mean, the whole thing is beautiful all the way through. You know, it's just amazing. What did you think, Pam?
Well, first of all, just to let you know, Naomi, we have X is actually pronounced like the letter Z, so it's xylophonic.
Oh, xylophonic. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. No problem. No problem. I know you would mention something if my French was off, so.
So. Thank you. Thank you so much. Xylophonic. Okay.
Yeah. And, no, I thought this was beautiful. I always liked the way that Xylo goes and shapes their stanzas with kind of a curve, a sense of movement. This has wonderful imagery and metaphors. It feels like the whole idea of walking through the rain and just observing everything that goes on around you. And I like that it's not just about the rain, but about the way the earth reacts to the rain, the way the atmosphere reacts to it, even the color. Inclusive seeing earth in every direction, lilac hazes, veil skies, and the warm Venetian noon. I like how that speaks on the idea of how during rain, you know, like it can affect the color of the sky. I also particularly liked drizzle is a moth eating away to the fertile earth, braiding whispers, cadence, cloudburst, puddles and refrain, patchouli dews, echo of a nightingale. He brings in with the sound, sense of sound, the atmosphere that's created by this, by the rain. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, indeed. And Phil, your thoughts. Off mute?
You know, Naomi, hello? You want an awful lot from me, you know. Just so you know. You want an awful lot. I think this is an excellent take on the prompt. Wonderful imagery and fabulous work well expressed. You know, I really enjoyed it. And I'm with you. I kind of like that last vignette. And I think it's a vignette because I think that's how they, yeah, I think that's the right term. Scary, isn't it? But I think I like that last one as well. You know, drizzle is a moth eating away at the fertile earth. You know, just beautiful imagery all the way through and very well done. So great work, Xylophonic Blues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, indeed. And, you know, what a perfect write, you know, to that watercolored painting also. I have to mention that. And I was so happy that somebody chose that prompt because I just love that painting. And, you know, and he done it. He did it so much justice. The way, you know, the watercolors are just like drifting down there. As his words are, you know, beautiful and drifting. And so amazing, amazing right here, Xylophone. And with that, I didn't go get our next poem. And so wait a minute. Okay. I have it. Put that in. Okay, so Phil, can you give that a read for us, please?
Well, I can give it a try. Let me, by S. Sharp. Wow, what? I have to talk to Scott. He's slipping. He should have had an audio for this. Just saying. I'll read it. I'm happy to. Oh, and it's just my size. Woohoo! Okay, this is called Rainbows in the Sky by Scott Sharp. She painted rainbows on umbrellas that took them out into the rain. They dripped and dribbled again and again. Colors flowed and puddled in her eyes until the sun came out, and she saw the rainbows in the sky. And poem. A sweet little poem.
Yeah, beautiful poem, a beautiful brevity written here. You know, colors flowed and puddled in her eyes until the sun came out and she saw the rainbows in the sky. You know, this kind of like I sense a kind of like a sadness in this. You know, whether she's crying or not, that's what I thought when I first read it. But, you know, she painted rainbows on umbrellas, took them out into the rain. Just the metaphor there, painting rainbows on umbrellas, you know, I think that's, you know, showing strength in adversity. You know, when it's raining, you often say, you know, umbrellas is a, you know, a symbol of rain. And to paint rainbows on the umbrellas, you know, it shows the uplifting force of striving through adversity, as I said, or through troubled times. An awesome brevity here by Scott. What did you think, Pam?
You know what? I have to agree. This is a wonderful brevity. I like the imagery and that it has a certain, to me, an extended metaphor. I like that it has, to me, the message of finding a way to see the rainbows in the storm of life. I really particularly like the lines, they dripped and dribbled again and again, colors flowed and puddled in her eyes. But wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Those are beautiful lines. And Phil, your thoughts.
Well, you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful brevity. You know, and I love the his take on the prompt. I thought it was just really wonderful. You know, looking at this, and she painted rainbows on umbrellas and took them out into the rain. They dripped. She was sharing that rainbow with everyone. From what I gather, it was her creating the rainbows on the umbrellas and taking them out into the rain to remind everyone there's still, you know, something bright, something cheerful. And then, you know, colors flowed and puddled in her eyes until the sun came out and she saw the rainbows in the sky. You know, that in itself could mean that, you know, maybe she is sad, but she's keeping a positive or a hopeful look on things. So I think this guy did a great job. It was just enough for food for thought, you know, in some respects. So well done, Scott, and thanks for sharing.
Awesome comment there, Phil. And I'm going to drop our next poem in. See, I'm not doing my job tonight. Not doing my job. Come on, Naomi. Get to it. My gracious. Okay. So this is, yeah, get out your whip, Phil. This is right by Julie Buck, and I'll give this one a read. The Fiercely Misleading Midnight Storm. If we can't get it together on our own and learn to get along, the rain will only fall on who it doth belong. Mouse and cat, prey and predator, mortal enemies for centuries, caught atop a roof at night, put aside their instincts and choose to share one umbrella to shield them both from the fiercely misleading midnight storm. The full moon knows that this neutral for mutual welfare sadly will and can never be the norm. Truces may feel warm, but beware, they are only temporarily there. End poem. And, you know, I was giggling because Pam, in your prompt, you put a cat and a dog. But, yeah. Oh, boy. But, I mix up all the time, Oh, my gracious. But, I do that all the time. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, we read through so many poems. This is an amazing, thought that, those truces, that last line, there's so much profoundness there. Truces may feel warm, but beware, they are only temporarily there. And, so true about life, sometimes you just can't get along. And, but a beautiful, beautiful write on that prompt for sure. Bravo, Julie. And what did you think, Pam?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I think it's funny that I don't know how I ended up typing dog, because I remember thinking mouse, but then I put cat and dog. But, that's funny. But, no, I thought this was an excellent write. I like how she, again, and we have another one. There must be something about umbrellas that inspire people to want to tell a story. And I do like that this is about that temporary truce that the two mortal enemies decide to call, in order to just be able to stay under the same umbrella. And I just thought this had like clever and fun language, especially where she uses the word doth instead of does. She just has fun with language. If we can't get it together on our own and learn to get along, the rain will only fall on who it doth belong. Mouse and cat, prey and predator, mortal enemies for centuries. I love how she takes this cute little picture and turns those first two stanzas into what feels like it should be going into some like epic read, So excellent write and very well done.
Exactly. You could make a novel out of that, that brevity of following that brevity. Phil, your thoughts?
I like this piece by Julie. There's something about it. I kind of looked at it and I looked at it from maybe a different point of view. I said, well, not really different, but, I said it's always good to know when to put our differences aside, because that's the truth in life, Sometimes we just need to know when not to hold that grudge just to hold those thoughts. But this year is mouse and cat, prey and predator, mortal enemies for centuries, caught atop the roof at night, put aside their instincts and chose to share one umbrella to shield them both from the fiercely misleading midnight storm. That sums it all up, you find a safe spot and just stay there. It's all good. I thought it was a well done job by Betty, or by Betty, by Julie. Good Lord. I got Betty in my brain.
You have Betty. You have Betty and Pam had dogs, so.
Right, Pam? The dog's name is Betty.
Exactly.
So I have our next write-up, which also has a SoundCloud, which is by Eric Svensson.
A blush of robins, giddy glad, kind of off my trolley, I open my brolly, instant satellite dish pops up above my Grecian coals. Immediate transportation. Color kaleidoscope pause. Mary Poppins up and away. Pendulum sway over my sand landscape. Lady Atlantic Ocean waves merrily. Blue crane papa and mama proudly waltz. Blue Danube through grass halves. Two dapper chicks do a wobbly jaywalk. Bulbous wind cheeks blow. Up and away on further exploration. 12 ostrich young guns high step away from papa and mama. Hatched after September, they're now zesty ziggurats. Mary Poppins flies over their funny chimney pot heads. Stone eaters, no suit gathers in those chimney pipes. Colors keep a-coming. Sand beachcombers tongue click in search of shells. My magical satellite dish umbrella scrolls time back. Before the big sailing ships arrived in this Eden, sand people made merry around the redwood tall stone monolith. Archaeologists deigned this a sacred sand worship spot. Giddy glad, kind of my trolley, I hold on to my brolly. Gloria Gaynor tickles me under my armpits. I am what I am, golden eagle swoops down. Checks me out as I hover above newly born lambs. Fancy yourself to be Icarus, mate, quips the regal eagle. More Mary Poppins, darling. Don't you watch old movies? A murmuration of starlings, chorus line. Colorful choristers swoop aerial hoops. Blender bleed more color out of sun paint bucket. Beware the murder of crows. Black and white bow ties call more croak. Their stubby chimney pot certainly needs some cleaning. A MIB conspiracy of ravens suddenly darken the sky. Teletransportation brolly deflects, drops Mary Poppins down in a humongous steaming car pat. Gloria Gaynor giggles madly. You are what you are, because I am what I am. Blue velvet scarabs stand on their hind legs and can. Be the mummy king, apply your zing. Gay scarab whiskers frisk, Twitter tweet sheer delight. Carpat enthroned, mummy queen sips cannabis tea with Diana Ross. Touch me in the morning, she purrs. Find your color, be your bling. Sultans of swing, suddenly rhinestone cowboy. Hubbly bubbly bumblebees, bumpity bump over yellow, orange and amber marigolds. Floral pompons, polka dot blue skies. Flourish under your umbrella. Be Peter Pan, if you must. Banks may go bust, but you are what you are, Pittle Petunia. My cheeks suddenly become a blush of robins. Two bulbous red bellows burst forth. Caught off kilter, seven blue dragonflies tumbleweed through compressed airspace. And Broly poem.
You know, when I put up the prompts, Eric were talking, Eric messaged me, and he said, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have so much fun with that. He said, I'm going to have an African Mary Poppins flying with her brawly, flying with her colorful brawly. And, you know, and what a colorful, delightful poem he came up with. Oh, my gracious. You know, you can tell he had so much fun with this. There's so many awesome, awesome lines in here. Hubbly, bubbly, bumblebees, bumpity bump over yellow, orange, and amber marigolds, floral pom-poms, polka dot, blue skies. Oh, my gracious. What clever, you know, awesome lines. And, you know, the reference to so many, you know, like Gloria Gaynor, the stars, you know, the sultans, a swing, you know, those, the Rhinestone Cowboys. I don't know if that's a group or not, like the Sultans of Swing, maybe Pam knows, but, you know, there's references, you know, to different stars and different music bands in here, and just amazing, amazing, right, as Eric can always do them. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this one was definitely fun. The only thing I know about Rhinestone Cowboy is that it's a song, but I honestly don't remember who sang it. Yeah, yeah, but this had
the Sultans of Swing.
No, it's a country music person.
Oh, I see.
No. Yeah, yeah, but I'll have to look it up later. Yeah, I like the alliteration and the imagery, the metaphors. I like how he really had a lot of fun with this and how there's that main message to me of, you know, learning to be true to yourself and that there will be times in life where you feel like you're soaring like, you know, Mary Poppins, and then there will be times that you'll just fall face first in the cow plop. And that cracked me up. I like how he puts that physical humor in there. He always has such clever references, like an MIB, a Men in Black conspiracy of ravens suddenly darken the sky. That was clever. And another part I really liked was hubbly bubbly bumblebees bumpity bump over yellow, orange, and amber marigolds, floral pom-poms, polka dot, blue skies. Clever writing and very well done.
Oh yeah, such a delight for sure. And feel your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of amazing imagery in this, and I think that also so many great references throughout this piece. Kind of amazing. You know, Eric is always great with his references, but you know, sometimes I'm not too sure where he even gets them from. It's like, wow, okay, wait a minute. You're rolling along with the poem, and it's awesome. And by the way, Rhinestone Cowboy was sung by Glenn Campbell. And it's also a movie.
Oh. Okay.
But beyond that,
cool.
I don't know. Yeah, so, but, you know, his references were pretty cool. I started laughing when he said, Gloria Gaynor tickles me under my armpits. I started laughing. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then Golden Eagle swoops down, checks me out as I head above newly born lambs. Just amazing. Thoughts here. I mean, his thoughts are just, and you know, to some they look like they're disconnected, but I don't think that they are in any way, because as he goes along, he kind of pulls it together for us. I always find that really amazing. So wonderful job, Eric, and thanks for sharing with us. That was a very popular
Yes, it was. And thank you so much for the SoundCloud, you know, xylophonic blues and Eric, and you know, we just love those sound clouds. Keep sending them in, poets. We just love to hear the poetry in your voice. So amazing. And yeah, I have our next write up. So Pam, if you want to give that a read for us, please.
I would be happy to. This is Happiness Blasts from Sky Stereo by Randa Yazari. And it goes like this. The generous horizon fills buckets of bliss, operating the water wheel of clouds to irrigate the thirsty soil world. The excited sky turning the radio on to a station playing mixtapes of ensemble rain rock and roll music. In a jolly mood, my mind puts delight's coat around its shoulders, rushing forward speedily, ready to Charleston. Stressed senses relax after a gentle long soak in pleasure's basin, flushing tons of gloomy feelings of depression. Life holds happiness, waterproof umbrella, shaking off the aging anguish from her drenched face. Crowds of negative emotions swap cheerful tales, receiving an ecstatic reception and greeting by enthusiastic audience elation. End poem.
Yeah, what a wonderful write. Randa Yazari always, you know, she always has these amazing, amazing, you know, thoughts. And when she spills it out on the page, the excited sky turning the radio on to a PlayStation, to a station playing mixtapes of assemble rain rock and roll music. You know, that goes, gets that prompt of those elderly women, you know, just dancing in the rain there. And, you know, it has a message in here too, you know, of life. You know, she says life holds happiness, waterproof umbrella. You know, when one of the ladies shaking off the aging anguish from her drenched face. Just a beautiful write here. You know, it's fun and delightful, you know, on that, just keeping that spirit, just keeping that smile and, you know, that happiness for life. And Phil, your thoughts.
You know, I thought it was a great write, and I thought it was a great reflection of the prompt. I think that the prompt is wonderful because there's so much, I don't know if lightheartedness is the right way to put it, but it's such, there's a positive image, you know, I mean, dance in the rain, enjoy it, you know. I mean, you can't see that these women are older or younger, but by the look, you kind of think that they're older. And I think that it's just a fabulous way to be, you know, go out, dance in the rain, have fun, enjoy yourself. You know, let's make the most out of life. And I think that that's just kind of where this poem went. And I think that's where it took us well. So nice work, Rhonda. And thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you so much, indeed. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this write. I was actually looking at this painting earlier today in your contest and thinking, wow, that could be like me and Jean and Naomi all dancing in the rain together.
Right, eh?
As always, Randall impresses me with her writing. I like how she tells a story and has a message and does it with this brilliant imagery and metaphors. It was delightful. It was fun. I like how it speaks on the idea of passing along a positive attitude. I really particularly liked, in a jolly mood, my mind puts delight's coat around its shoulders, rushing forward, spiritedly ready to Charleston. And then the ending with crowd of negative emotions swap cheerful tales, receive an ecstatic reception. I like how those lines speak to the thought that if you have a good attitude, you can pass it along to the rest of the crowd. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome, awesome comment there, Pam. And I have our next write-up by Stelina, and that has a SoundCloud. And it has French. Yippee!
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let me go ahead and get that, and here we go.
Sur le parapluie, nous sommes seuls, enveloppés de désir, le vin doux de tes lèvres m'intoxique avec une passion qui respire pour toi et seulement toi. Mon amour, ton étreinte est mon monde, suspendu dans le temps et dans l'espace. Je ne vois personne, je n'entends personne, je ne sens personne, rien que toi, tes yeux.
What a beautiful, heartfelt write. Oh, my gracious. And Stelina, I don't know, that song, that music, I kind of recognize that. I don't know, you know, she's on the board, if that's a music from a French song or not, or if it's just me that's thinking that. But, you know, what a wonderful write that was. Oh, my gracious, full of, you know, that love, that romanticism. I'm going to get it up here because I lost it. I lost the poem. Okay, there it is. You know, I love the French, you know, but my love, your embrace is my world, suspended in time and space. I see none, I hear none, I feel none. Only you, your eyes, where your soul whispers to me. That's so beautiful. And her voice, oh my gracious, I keep coming back to Stelina's voice, but such a beautiful voice she has. An amazing, amazing write. And so soft and tender. And Pam, your thoughts?
Well, before I comment, I'd like to welcome Afasiana to the show. Welcome, Afasiana. Glad you could join us.
Hi,
Afasiana.
Hi.
Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed hearing her read, you know, both the French and the English. I thought that was wonderful. Beautiful and romantic, heartfelt. I really like the sensuality of the sweet wine of your lips intoxicates me with a passion which breathes for you and you alone, my love. Your embrace is my world suspended in time and space. Beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, beautiful indeed. And feel your thoughts.
I thought this was just breathtaking. I really did. It sounded wonderful in French, translates beautifully into English. And, yeah, I just really, I think it was a wonderful, wonderful poem. Let me see, did I write anything different? Beautifully penned, amazing work, breathtaking. I wanted to grab some lines, but, gosh, how do I just yank anything out of here? I mean, it's just, it's fabulous, Delano, all the way through. Well done.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely amazing. And thank you so much, you know, Stelina, again, for the SoundCloud. You know, we never get tired of hearing your voice, my dear. Such a lovely voice. And I have our next poem up by Babbler. And Afasiana, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
Yes. Locals by Babbler. Locals don't use umbrellas in Seattle. East Coast rain shoots down. Elongated spikes to douse you like a sewer rat. Oregon coast deluges hit you from the side. Again, making the umbrella a useless wind trap. Pulling away in jerks, begging for a new life at sea. Seattle rain wafts down feather light most days. Gray, lingering on cheeks and hair, lifting up flyways, teasing styles towards escape. Somewhere above the dreary blanket, into the blue, perhaps to elope with the umbrellas. Droplets roll into armadillo balls on wool coats, a prickle of hedgehogs looking to be brushed off. Hoodies are all you need for this kind of rain. Soft and embracing, drinking the mist. Portable blankets that feel like a soft couch and smell of books and Earl Grey tea. People in Seattle don't care if their hair gets wet. Inhaling the petrichor and dreaming of evergreens. Drizzle comes down to feed the lakes and rivers, replenish aquifers and powder mountains, peppering landscapes with tender kisses that hide the wet corners of their eyes. End poem.
Oh, what a amazing, amazing write. This really, you know, this is stunning. This stopped me in my tracks when I read this earlier. And, you know, my mind drifted to my great-grandmother who lived on PEI, Prince Edward Island. And, you know, it's an island. So, of course, it rains, it rains, it rains. And, you know, I hear my great-grandmother's voice, you know, when she saw somebody with an umbrella, you know, passing by, she'd say, oh, look, there's a tourist. There's a tourist. There's a tourist passing by. And, you know, and of course, you know, the only people who carried around umbrellas on PEI were the tourists. You know, because, you know, the ordinary people on Prince Edward Island, they, you know, they wouldn't go out in an umbrella all the time. You know, it rained most of the time. So, but that just brought me there. But, I mean, what wonderful, you know, metaphors, imagery throughout this write. And I see it's a pending front page pick, too. And, you know, it'll be so deserving of a front page pick, this. You know, everything in here, oh my gracious, you know, there's so many great lines that, you know, I have a trouble picking out just, you know, a couple of lines, but, you know, the hoodies are all you need for this kind of rain. Soft and embracing, drinking the mist, portable blankets that feel like a soft couch and smell of books and Earl Grey tea. Oh, that's so amazing. Just a superb write here by Babbler. And Pam, what did you think? Oh, you didn't read it. Pam, yeah, did you think?
No, you read it.
Yeah,
I thought this was amazing. Amazing, just brilliant imagery throughout. I had a laugh at your comment, of course, and that was funny. And I like that she writes about what it's like to live in an area where rain is so common that it's not only accepted, it's embraced for its beauty. I really like how she describes the rain. Droplets roll into armadillo balls on wool coats, a prickle of hedgehogs looking to be brushed off. Hoodies are all you need for this kind of rain, soft and embracing, drinking the mist. Portable blankets that feel like a soft couch and smell of books and Earl Grey tea. Wonderful lines and very well done, and definitely a well-deserved pending pick.
Oh, for sure. Awesome comment, Pam. And Phil, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought it was an excellent write. There's great imagery and such wonderful descriptions throughout. You know, I mean, the locals. There's something about locals, no matter where you are. I think that, you know, I was looking for lines to pull out, and I went, people in Seattle don't care if their hair gets wet. Inhaling the petrichor and dreaming of evergreens. Drizzle comes down to feed the lakes and rivers, replenish aquifers and powder mountains, peppering landscapes with tender kisses that hide the wet corners of their eyes. I just think the whole thing was wonderfully done from top to bottom. And it was just really tough to go grabbing out a section of this. Because no matter where I pluck it from, it just seems to want, you know, what's on either side of it. But a beautiful job, Babbler, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Awesome comment. And Faziana, your thoughts? That was a beautiful read.
I love it so much. I actually think that I was the one who recommended it for the front page. Maybe more than one person did, but I really, truly loved it. I like how it talks about how rain comes in different directions. It's true. You know, I've lived on the East Coast where it just, like, it's harder rain. It, like, soaks you completely, but it's coming straight at you. Whereas living on the West Coast, it attacks you in so many different directions. It's like I don't even know which way to face. So it's going to get you, and you are going to lose your umbrella. It will fly away. So I really like when she says, perhaps to elope with the umbrella, because if something's flying away, it's going to try to chase after that umbrella, and you're never going to get it. I like the way she described lifting up flyaways of the hair, because you are going to have that flyaway hair looking, and we don't even care that our hair is wet. Everyone's hair is wet. Like, whatever. We're all going to be on the same page. On the occasions that that's happening. But it's also really seen as necessary. You know, it fills those aquifers that we need. It powders the mountains with snow so we don't have the forest fires constantly. It has, like, this gentleness to the rain where it's like little kisses. It doesn't drench you. It just slowly, you know, get you wet enough that if you're outside for a long time, then it's going to get you. And then it's the last line that hides the wet corners of their eyes. You know, you can't tell you're crying if you're in the rain. That is just painful and beautiful at the same time. And, I mean, the armadillo balls and the prickle of hedgehogs, I was just dying laughing. So I love Babbler.
Yeah. Very cool.
I'm on mute. Whoops. Yeah, that's an awesome comment there, Faziana. Yeah, with the hedgehog. And, yeah, just amazing, amazing writing for sure. And, Faziana, I have your piece up. So if you want to give it a read for us, please, dear.
Okay. It's loading. Loading, loading, loading. I'm pretty sure that's like some kind of commercial from a long time ago because I don't have TV anymore.
It's the Rawhide.
Yes.
It's from the show Rawhide. Yep.
Oh.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them puppies rolling. Rawhide. Yep.
There we go.
We got Pam to sing one line. Did everybody hear that? We got her to sing on air.
Yeah, right. I'll do it again. Do it again. Okay, it finally loaded. Umbrellas by Faziana. Ruby rubber boots waddle under duckling yellow polythurane. The hooded create shares rainbow solace. Her canine companion rescued from fur-drenched drops. Reflection of youth's purity. Playfulness reharnessed in retirees. A trio of vibrant grannies dance to avoid the deepest damp. Umbrellas askew with excitement. Singing laughter in the downpour.
Hmm.
End poem.
It's so beautiful how you juxtaposed the two, the youth and, you know, aging ladies there, you know, with the purity of the youth. And then, you know, it's not because you get older that, you know, the excitement and that kind of that purity of the youth can't be still vibrant there. I just love this because, you know, you really see the two sides there. And beautifully done, Faziana, for sure. You know, so clever of you to have mixed those two prompts together and such beautiful, beautiful writing here. I just love, you know, dance to avoid the deepest damp. Umbrellas askew with excitement, singing laughter in the downpour. And there's so many other lines that I loved in this, but just a wonderful, wonderful write. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. And I like that you were inspired by the two different prompts and how they can be two separate poems, two separate brevities, but they can also work as one poem. And it's a great transition from youth to the childhood innocence to the older years, but it has that great message of the idea that no matter what your age, you can take time to have fun in the rain. I really like with the first picture how you wrote the line, her canine companion rescued from fur-drenching drops. So it shows that this child, how this child really cared. And then dance to avoid the deepest damp was a wonderful line because of the great alliteration, but also because it's dancing to avoid that inner dampness that, you know, the rain, the storms that we hold inside. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome comment, Pam. And Phil, your thoughts.
Well, absolutely, what Pam said. I love how you took the two images and you wrote to each of them. And I love how you melded them together. I thought you did a fabulous job with it. Yeah, and as Pam said, each one's a wonderful brevity, but what an awesome brevity put together, because it's still a brevity. There's like just, it's minimal and well done. And I think that, it's a great job, Faziana. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you all, but I'm seeing mistakes that are driving me crazy. That's the thing when I come on the shows. I'm like, the second line is, it should be creature, not create. But, yeah, it's fine. I'll edit it.
You know, the same thing happens to me, Faisy. When I do that, I'll go on shows, read something, and realize it has to be changed. So I can really...
I'm not 100% sure, but I think most of us, when we're reading, we speak fluent Taipanese. And you know, because when you're reading someone else's work, you know, you automatically adjust it in your mind, I think. At least I know I've done that for years. And I always found it to be funny when it's my work. But when it's my work, it's like, oh, my God, why is that like that? Yes, I'm But I still love the I love the whole intent of the piece, and it was very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, indeed. And I have our next write-up, which is by Kate, Weaver of Dreams, and it has a SoundCloud.
And where did she go, that woman?
Yeah, she kind of disappeared. I don't know where
Maybe she got went to get some much-needed sleep.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It's late for her. Oh, my gracious.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Torrential rain echoes the bleakness within me. I can walk no further. It is pointless. I cannot escape my thoughts. He is the sum of my being. I pass each day waiting for sunset and him. But what he asks now might be too much. I sit down, the umbrella barely protecting me from the cold raindrops I feel on my flushed, still warm cheeks. They are mingling with tears I can't control. If I acquiesce, I would forever be betwixt these two worlds, as cold as death. Then there's a shallow thought that no more would I relish a glass of heady, woody Bordeaux, only a flask of bean egg. Could I exist in the cool silver light of the moon, never seeing sunlight again? I might not be able to pay such a price. I sense you, then I look up into your dear dark eyes to see one single blood-red tear. I see you're aware I've been struggling. You say, I know what I ask of you is too much, my love. I feel your doubt and pain. I will glamour you. I will be forgotten. 2 seconds later, what am I doing sitting in the rain? I've been crying. Why? There is an ache I can't explain as from a great loss. I start to cry again.
Off mute, Naomi. Yeah, this is a great story. I think, you know, a vampire story with the phrase there, I'll glamour you. I think I remember that from listening to some vampire series there when they just take out your memory. And you forget everything that you once felt for them and forget all about them. They just like swipe your memory. So, you know, an awesome, awesome dark right here. You know, another brilliant story told by Kate. And I so enjoyed it. It was so captivating. So thank you, Kate, and thank you for that SoundCloud. You know, it's always awesome to hear your voice tell these amazing stories. And Aphasiana, start with you. What did you think?
I think this was great storytelling. She didn't have to use the word vampire for us to get it. The fact that she has to wait for sunset, that she would have to give up the sunlight, that he glamours her and that she doesn't remember things. It's clear what it's about, but I like that she doesn't directly say it. Leaving it for us to fill in the blanks just makes it more exciting. I like that she uses language like acquiesce. She has this beautiful formality to her language sometimes that I think is probably because she's Scottish, but I quite enjoy it. Not words that I hear all the time. Could I exist in the cool silver light of the moon? It's a good question. I think I could, but 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 for some people, giving up the sunlight is a big sacrifice. And I think it's a beautiful love story in that he gives her that choice, that he, knowing that her answer is no, she doesn't want it, he doesn't force her into that life. He doesn't leave her to be sad about him. He erases the option so she doesn't have to stress over it anymore. I think that's a beautiful love story in itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm, indeed. Awesomely well said there, Faziana. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like what Fazi had to say, and I was thinking the same thing. It really is great how we can tell this is a vampire story, but she doesn't come out and directly say it. Beautiful. I mean, Weaver really has a talent for storytelling, especially dark stories that have an emotional impact. And I like how this is all about having to make that decision and how he leaves it up to her and accepts her decision. And at the end, you can kind of, you feel her torment and her suffering, you know, the idea that she had to, because she knew she couldn't handle that lifestyle, she had to give up the man that she loved. So I really like the ending. And I also really liked where it says, could I exist in the cool silver light of the moon, never seeing sunlight again? I might not be able to pay such a price. Wonderful lines and very well done.
You're on mute, Naomi.
Oh, yes, I'm on mute. Phil, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. No, I'm only kidding. I thought this was a nice write by Kate. A great tale told in the piece. She's such a great storyteller, always, and this is no exception to that. And I think she really nailed the prompt. You know, I sit down, the umbrella barely protecting me from the cold raindrops. I feel on my flesh the warm cheeks. They're mingling with the tears I can't control. If I acquiesced, I would forever be betwixt these two worlds as cold as death. I just thought it was very well done, and I want to thank her for sharing. Sorry we didn't have you on tonight, Kate. See you next time. Promise.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Kate. Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. It'll be 6 o'clock for her, so just after supper, so that'll be awesome. So I have the next write-up by Rick Six, and I guess whose turn is it to read? I don't know. Phil, would you like to give this a read?
I was going to say it must be mine because it's a short one, but I behaved myself. Okay, this is Under Your Umbrella by Rick Six. How I'd love to get under your umbrella, misbehave beneath your bumper chute, but shelter from the rain is not half what's in my brain. Don't mean to insult or offend, but do you think you could be a friend with benefits to a still passionate, flirty, old, dirty old coupe? End quote.
Oh, boy. Rick. He always has these rights, you know, makes me giggle. The flirty old, dirty old coot. My gracious, Rick. And Pam, what did you think?
This was a fun brevity with a great humor to it. You know, and I like how, you know, he really gets the humor across in those end lines. You know, don't mean to insult or offend, but do you think you could be a friend with benefits? And so excellent write and very well done.
Oh, indeed. And Ephesiana, your thoughts?
I thought this was really cute. the bumper chute, I hadn't heard that as a term for umbrella. So I was like looking it up. I'm like, is this like slang for like a skirt or something, like you know, misbehave beneath the skirt, but misbehave beneath the umbrella can go a similar direction, you know, just because the rain's not what's in his brain. Sharing that umbrella would put them close together. I thought it was fun, and I learned the word bumbershoot, which is pretty fun, and according to my very quick search, it has to do with how a parachute and umbrella look alike, so it's like you're kind of like under a mini parachute that protects you. But bumbershoot is just super fun. So I really enjoyed this. I learned a word, and it has kind of a little naughtiness without getting too explicit.
Exactly. And feel your thoughts.
Oh, hang on 1 second. I'm in awe a little bit. I thought it was a funny piece, and it was a nice take on the prompt, and I thanked him for the chuckle. Well done, Rick Six. Thanks a lot very much for sharing.
Thank you, Rick, for writing. And I have our next write-up, which is The Umbrella by Dammit Dave. And I'll go ahead and give this a read, I guess. This umbrella is made in China. It is pretty plain to see. The colors in the fabric now are leaking down on me. It's leaves of rainbow pattern here behind me on the ground. I see a bright kaleidoscope each time I turn around. The harder that it rains, it seems, the more the colors ooze. I used to wear brown sneakers, now they're technicolor shoes. I'm trashing this umbrella. I can't use it anymore, but this is what I get when shopping at the dollar store. End poem. Oh, boy. Another fun write. Phil, I'll give you first thought on this one.
You know, I think Dave did an excellent job. You know, his rhyme and meter is always spot on. But I found that he had, I love the humor in it, and the reflection of the prompt was definitely in there. And I really liked it. I really thought it was a neat piece. You know, I mean, he didn't put little tiny words all throughout, you know. Sometimes when I rhyme, I have to kind of, like, break it down a little bit. But you got Technicolor, and you got Kaleidoscope, and you got, there's another one somewhere. Because I saw it, and I went, oh, yeah, okay. But I like this one. The harder that it rains, it seems, the more the colors ooze. I used to wear brown sneakers. Now they're Technicolor shoes. I think that there was a lot of really great lines throughout this piece. So, well done, Dave, and thanks for sharing.
Oh, indeed. Afasiana, what are your thoughts?
It's another fun one. I like the, you know, this is what you get when you go to the dollar store. It's true. You get what you pay for. I had an umbrella very similar to that, and it did kind of leak color as well. but it's fun the way that it talks about the Technicolor shoes and how that changes. It just makes me think of this little kid's book that I read all the time with the kids, Pete the Cat, and he gets colors on his shoes, and his new shoes are wrecked, but he's just like, I love my blue shoes, I love my blue shoes, and then he gets them turn to a different color, and he just, like, changes it. I love my red shoes. I love my red shoes. And he just keeps changing his song to whatever, and, like, the mama cat's like, what happened to your shoes? And he's just like, oh. It makes me have this feeling of, like, sometimes you just got to keep on going and enjoy whatever color you ended up with and just make the most of it and realize that next time if you want colors to stay together, you got to get a good quality umbrella.
There you go.
Indeed. And that was great, your serious singing of Asiana. I can just imagine you with the kids at the library. Must be a blast. And Pam, your thoughts?
I enjoyed this one. Great rhyme, wonderful imagery. It had just fun humor to it. You know, I especially
liked the third. I mean, it was great all the way through, but I especially liked the third and fourth stanzas. You know, with the, I used to wear brown sneakers, now they're Technicolor shoes, and then those end lines. But this is what I get from shopping at the dollar store. It makes me think of today, actually. My roommate needed to get himself a new belt, and he's like, I'm going to go to Dollar Tree and see if I can find a belt there. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, I'm pretty sure Dollar Tree doesn't sell belts. And second of all, do you really want a belt that you only paid $1.35 for and trust it to hold up your pants? So, you know, there's just some things you don't buy at the dollar store. So, but excellent write and very well done.
Well, Pam, you have to stop and think. You might have found some suspenders in that search.
There you go. Dollar Tree suspenders.
And, I have our next write-up, which is by Amy A.R. Mundell, and it does have a SoundCloud also, so whenever you're ready.
All right. Here we go.
Crimson Smile by Amy Mundell. Morning robes as white as snow, blending into the blizzard at his core, waiting beneath an umbrella. Crimson as they made his back, his regrets, the hue of a beloved ribbon, now fallen from fallen love's falling locks, the red of his inner robe, of red lips, in vibrant smile and fizzing energy, faded now into that blank cold, the void where those things shall never be again, watching, yearning, the hint of spark, breath of life, his name spoken by those lips, fingers play their song, one more drop of him. The answer is silent as the snow, as the void, as he plays each day to no avail. Till the strings cut, finger pads bleed, yet still his shiji is as snow. Silent as his unmarked grave, his being melted down to crimson, down to unsinging soul. Scars scab, pull and ache, till liquor burns, memories churn and red blooms unmarked skin. Pressed his hand to branded mark, shown out as is within, a token of undying love to anchor him, an umbrella to shield him from that snow, that red, the place his thoughts take shelter, a promise not to forget or give up hope for his name to resonate from his scutcheon, and fizzing crimson energy would laugh for him once more. Years stream by, mountains come and go, and on one in particular, summer warms the shaded trees, chatter comes and goes, dizzy catches on the breeze, his melody cut raw, a song that only two have heard in a cave which was their world. Desperate fingers catch startled wrist, alive with knowing gaze, a stranger's face, a stranger's wrist, but he'd know him all his days. Crimson ribbon in his hair, his lips, his laugh, his smile, his jiji, back from silent void, returning summer air. His eyes grow wide, his chest grows tight, as blizzard bright robes thaw. Empire.
So happy to hear Amy's voice. Oh, my gracious, what a beautiful voice and what a beautiful read. And, you know, it's so awesome that she took the time, because that prompt that she wrote to was the Japanese with the Japanese picture. So she put the Japanese drifting in a white robe in the snow there with the red umbrella, which was the prompt 3. And she took the time to look up these Japanese terms and put them into her poem. And if you look at the end of her poem, she has a glossary, of the different terms that she used. She even talks about the mourning robe. White is the mourning robe. White is the mourning color in Chinese culture. So white is worn at funerals and during the mourning period. So, you know, the and you know, the prompt has the person and the character in the prompt has a white robe and is drifting in the snow. So, you know, this makes sense, you know, that she wrote this like sad poem to the prompt, and beautifully written, you know, so emotive, such an emotive, heartfelt piece. And Pam, what did you think of this write?
Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. It's stunning. Amazing imagery and metaphors. It was really cool to learn something new, because I did not know that white was the mourning color in Chinese culture. So that was very cool. And I really like how this spoke on the idea of love lost but never forgotten. And like you said, it has an emotional impact. I really like desperate fingers catch startled wrists, alive with known gaze, a stranger's face, a stranger's wrist, but he'd known him all his days. Crimson ribbon in his hair, his lips, his laugh, his smile. You know, it just really focuses on the idea of seeing somebody in every little gesture and person that you see. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesome comment, Pam. And Aphasiana, your thoughts?
I really liked the stanza. He pressed his hand to branded mark, shown out as is within, a token of undying love to anchor him. I like the idea of the brand not being just a physical scar, but it being a reminder of he's always going to be connected to something, and for the love to be something that anchors him, that keeps him grounded when otherwise, you know, things are difficult to put into place, whether it's because someone is grieving or because after all the trauma they are kind of disassociated. There is that love that will anchor him or his spirit or something, some essence of him to that place, to that person. There's something that continues that connection. I thought that was a really well done section there.
Amazingly well said there, Phasiana. And Phil, your thoughts? Hello, Phil?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a wonderful piece by Amy. Nicely penned and an excellent tale spun from the prompt. I thought it was a great work, as always. You know, Amy always puts out wonderful poetry. And so many well-written lines throughout. I really just couldn't pluck a section on it. But I wanted to thank her for sharing with us all tonight. Well done. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, yeah, amazing, right? By Amy, for sure. Thanks so much, Amy, for writing for the show and writing for the contest. To see more writes by you because they're amazing. And I have our next write-up by Garden Delights, and she also chose the other Japanese prompt that I had up, which were both equally beautiful. So, Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
I would be happy to. This is Umbrellas, Kimonos, and Lily Pad Sailboats by Garden Delights. A crimson kimono bleeds down mountainous crevices as an umbrella-sheltered lady strolls the Soribashi. Blushing red poppies flourish from soil soaked in scarlet runoff. Though the sun hides its face, day does not flee. These two friends frequently differ in opinion, as we sometimes do, traveling upon friendship's road. Amber fields wave under ruby skies, flowers shimmering in strokes of blue brushes, creamy with terracotta petals. Remember when we set blooms sailing, perched in petite boats made from lily pads, love poems tucked against tiny sails, in arms interwoven, Beneath shaded pomegranate trees, we watched sailboats float majestically away. Soon came my summons back to the compound and out of your life. I imagine you climbing angled mountainsides, plucked poppies bursting from your eager hands as you prepare to surprise me atop a wine-streaked mountain. Please do come. End poem.
What a wonderful write. You know, Garden Delights, oh my gracious. You know, what another, you know, amazingly talented writer here on AP. You know, we have so many of them. You know, Amy was just one that passed, but I mean, all the others too that we read tonight. And this is just another one, you know, so exceptionally well written. A beautiful imagery throughout, and you feel the emotion also slipping through this poem, the lines of this poem. And her too, she used Japanese words in here, you know, to make it more, more fitting to the prompt. So I really appreciate it. Soribashi in Japanese gardens, the classic element of an arched wooden bridge. So that's awesome to know. And Athasiana, your thoughts on this beautiful rite?
It looks like she dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, Phil.
I'm out of my mouth. I get rewarded always, always. I thought this was just a lovely piece by Garden Delights. I like her descriptions throughout. I think this really is a standalone piece. You know, you don't have to have this image in front of you to capture what she's saying. I mean, you know, it stands on its own merit. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I love that when you get an image and it, but the piece stands alone. That always says something to me. Wonderful job, wonderful imagery throughout. Great use of colors. And I think that it's just amazing. I love the, remember when we said Bloom's sailing perched in petite boats made from lily pads? Love poems tucked against tiny sails. In arms interwoven beneath shaded pomegranate trees, we watch sailboats float majestically away. I thought that was a lovely section there. So just really, really well done.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And Pam, your thoughts?
This has beautiful and brilliant imagery. Garden Delights writing always impresses me. I really like the way her stanzas flow. And I like how this is a write about friendship remembered and how it seems to come across, especially in those end lines, as the idea of writing to someone that you were friends with in your younger years and want to get back together with them to reconnect. I really like that ending, and I also like the imagery in amber fields wave under ruby skies, flowers shimmering and strokes of blue brushes, creamy with terracotta petals. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Exactly. Awesome comment, Pam. And I have our next write-up, which is by Freya. And Phil, would you go ahead and we'll give this a read? It's a longer one.
Okay, this is called Buttercup Umbrella by Freya. Under warm tropical rain, we love. Honey-shined lips, dipped and painted, we shelter, showering acceptance. Star chamber of tomorrow envelops emotions, poured out like blood from diminutive, gasping lungs. I get lost in the word umbrella, pulling fresh sheets up under chin. Some of my favorite letters live here. Reminds me of sensuous lamella, one of my favorite words. Climbing, bending, under the canopy of earth and light. Standing so close, the fragrance of skin colonizes the deepest brain in a honeycomb of memory. When our eyes first met, I felt like a kiss. It felt like a kiss that sealed something consecrated, even across the distance. Under your umbrella, my lips are burnished bronze. Our thoughts dissolve into moans joined. Buttercup umbrella swaying to the sound of dreams of doves. Love changes everything. Angel hair speeding up time as raindrop poems turn everything shiny. End poem.
You know, this is such a so wonderfully creative, I find. You know, she really took a, you know, umbrella, and she took it in another another direction, I think. You know, I just love, I get lost in the word umbrella, pulling fresh sheets up under chin. Some of my favorite letters live here. Reminds me of sensuous lamella, one of my favorite words. That's awesome. I really like that. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I like how this has the beautiful sensuality throughout. It has such a gentle tone to it, brilliant and beautiful imagery and metaphors. I really like Star Chamber of Tomorrow envelopes emotion poured out like blood from diminutive gasping lungs. And then standing so close, the fragrance of skin colonizes the deepest brain in a honeycomb of memory. I like how she mentioned, she brings in the idea of how connected scent is to memory and emotions. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, Pam, so softly sensual indeed. You know, just beautiful. And feel your thoughts.
Well, you know, I kind of have to agree with Pam all the way around. You know, it was a very nicely written piece. Wonderful imagery and great metaphors throughout. And I did love the sensuality, and I thought it was just enough. I see she picked a whole lot of prompts. So that's
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all get our inspiration from different places, and she probably just had so many ideas when she was looking at them. So I thought it was pretty great. I'm trying to think now. Where was I? Hang on. One second. Maybe two. Okay. Maybe three. I guess I'll go here. Under your umbrella, my lips are burnished bronze. Our thoughts dissolve into moans joined. Buttercup umbrella swaying to the sound of dreams of doves. I think that it was just nicely done. There were soft references to the umbrellas and just a wonderful soft sensuality throughout. So nice work. Thanks for sharing, Freya.
Oh, indeed. Awesome, awesome comment there, Phil. And thank you so, so much, Freya, you know, for writing for almost, you know, every one of our contests. So appreciated every time. Wonderful writes. And I have the last write in the contest, which is by Ocean Turtle, and he gave me permission just to read, well, you know, I asked him, so just to read the first poem that he wrote, because he gave us three, but we'll just read the first one. So I'll give this a read. That's Emily from the same Parisian movie. So the Parisian umbrella. It's Amsterdam in the 2000s, and I'm stuck in a metallic robotic heart. There's a tender line in my heart that screams five shivery raindrops. My pulse in my tender core has an umbrella that's stuck right in the past. I yearn for copper rain on my shoulders above my two beautiful eyes. That's red, green, and blue in my eyes, and it reflects the heavens. My shoulders are the throne for a forgotten city that lacks any purity. Maybe a heavenly raindrop can cure beautiful colors on my cheeks. I just want to throw my eyebrows up to the, in the sky and gather an umbrella. Maybe I'll paint my two eyebrows with an umbrella's own little skies. There's a white dove that flies on my cheeks, and I pet it with the colors. There's plenty of drops that miss my rosy cheeks from a troubled city. Maybe I should hurt a flower with my reckless amulet to find a flower. There's too many ideas in my beautiful hand, and I toss them right up. My eyes flies through a thousand flowers up a sky that breathes life. I hear sunk drums on my skin. I try to filter out an umbrella that cries. My lungs has a filter for the colorless pavement that pounds a fake smile. Maybe my bloodstream lacks a clear color so I can take a train to a city. The thoughts in my soul takes a piss on a pavement and clears this town. Somewhere on an umbrella, I forgot to follow the directions to a mountain. My father put a sign on my two ears that sings to me where I should go. My mountain is my scalp. My dream is the umbrella, and my nose screams. There's a bluebird on my snuffy nose, and I chatter to it with my two eyelids. Maybe I should leave that old dog behind and become two beautiful flies. Some never grow up. They just stay here in the mud and never raise a fly. There's a bark in my soul, and I want to pet it with a golden, beautiful eye. The yellow umbrella has all the colors of my soul. I just lost this Amsterdam. Too many white teeth jumps in a city that just pleases the colorless stones. My backpack has a light that burns my heart, and I let a city rot my heart. I think that those radiant raindrops are God's tears from his own witness. My heart has lost the spark to raise an umbrella against a raindrop's truth. There's a radiant God that speaks the truth, and my umbrella is a witness to many people yearned for me to become a yellow tiger in 2000. End poem. And I'm out of breath, so Pam, I'll leave you comment.
All right. Well, first of all, Naomi, great read there. I think the first poem was a good choice, I really like how this has, thought-provoking imagery and metaphors, nicely written couplets. It makes me think of the idea of someone wandering around the city, kind of lost, not only physically lost, but kind of lost within themselves. The idea of just trying to find yourself. I really like there's too many ideas in my beautiful hand, and I toss them right up. My eyes flies through a thousand flowers up a sky that breathes life. You can just imagine the person just keeps looking around. I also like the lines about pouring about on the sidewalk, because it had a very Bukowski feel to it. The thought in my soul take a piss on a pavement and clears this town. Somewhere on an umbrella, I forgot to follow the directions to a mountain. My father put a sign on my two ears that sings to me where I should go. So it's that thought of, having someone's wisdom to take a look at when you feel like you're being misguided by your own thoughts. So excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, I picked out some lines. My lungs has a filter for the colorless pavement that pounds a fake smile. I thought that was really cleverly put. And then the one that follows, maybe my bloodstream lacks a clear color so I can take a train to a city. You know, just that feeling of that, you know, being lost in that bleakness and that gray hardness of the city, like you said, Pam. You know, those are awesome lines. What did you think, Phil?
Oh, Phil had to step away. Sorry.
Okay.
I think there was a great piece. I mean, there was a lot of great references and thoughts throughout, and I thought it was well done. So, and a nice read, Naomi. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great job.
Thank you. Okay, so we have 5 minutes left. Let's see what we can do here. There's a piece. There's a piece. Oh, there's a little piece here. Okay, I'm going to put this one up. It's just a short little brevity. Okay, get back, Naomi. Get back to the board.
Correct now.
Okay. okay, so sorry. So, Pam, if you want to read this for us, please.
Absolutely. An Umbrella Colored by Hope by Nuno Ferreira. And it goes like this. On these zinc wintry days of one dark solitude drizzle, when warm, bright colors are just a myth so far away, only a friendship umbrella can erase life's deep silence. End poem.
And I really like this, you know, this take on, you know, the only a friendship umbrella can erase life's deep silence. You know, being under an umbrella, being together under an umbrella. just a wonderful little brevity here. And Phil, your thoughts?
I think it was a great brevity, absolutely. I mean, it just, on these zinc wintry days of one dark solitude drizzle, when warm bright colors are just a myth so far away, only a friendship umbrella can ease erased life's deep silence. It's, you know, it's like in those dark and solemn times, you know, only the comfort of a friend can really step in and make you feel differently. You know, I mean, I think, you know, it's a great little piece. Definitely packs a punch or a wallop. I'll say packs a wallop. Absolutely.
And Pam, your thoughts, Pam?
Yeah, this is a beautiful brevity, great imagery. You know, I like how it does speak on that idea that how friendship is needed when we're, especially when we're going through those difficult times in our lives. I really like the opening line on these zinc wintry days. And, yeah, all the way through, it's beautiful. And I like how it speaks on the idea of needing that color of friendship. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Awesome comment. And you know, I would push another write there, but we got through all our contest writes. And, you know, so that's amazing. And I just want to thank you, Pam, and Phil, you know, for being there and for doing this show and leaving me, having me be part of this show, which is, you know, such a comfort to me these days. You know, it means so, so much to me being on these shows with you guys. You know, it's break from my everyday. And don't forget, and I just want to thank everybody who wrote for the shows too, and Faziana for coming on to the show, Stelina for being on the boards, and you know, Weaver was there for a while, and you know, everybody that was on the boards tonight. just thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for writing for our contest. You know, we so, so appreciate you all. And, yeah, tune in for Keeping It Brief tomorrow at 1 p.m., where we'll be with me and Kate and Diane will be back tomorrow. So that'll be really cool. And tomorrow night, me and Pam have the show Art of Seduction. So tune in for that. That's going to be a wonderful show, too. And girls, do you have anything further to share?
Yep, great show, Naomi. Well done, as always. Great prompts, great poems. I look forward to the show tomorrow night. You and Pam got Wednesdays kind of wrapped up over there. I don't know. But so look forward to that. And let's see. Tomorrow night we have, tomorrow we have Keeping It Brief. Then we have The Art of Seduction, followed by Headliner's Ball with Jeremy and Pam again. Pam's got a long day tomorrow. God bless her heart.
Oh, my gracious, yes.
Yeah, Wednesdays are pretty rough on her. Yeah. Everybody call in and help the girls out.
Yes. Yeah. We need man voices tomorrow. Man voices. Well, we'll take the women too, but we need man voices. And so I just want to say good night to you girls, and sweet dreams.
Good night, ladies. Thanks for everything. Great show.